Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
I'm Nimoy. My preferred pronouns are they, them, and I play Dork, the Mandalorian bodyguard.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I play Skip Fortuna. My pronouns are he, him, as well as Skips, and Skip is the itinerant lounge singer and lesser half of the Fortuna twins.
Hi, I'm Tessa, and I am playing Falun Sur, the Chiss commander and former Sith officer.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
All right, so the three of you have just kind of burst from that thick, black, oilish liquid tentacle wrapped around your midsection. Maybe there's another one on an arm or a leg, and you're just kind of just ripped upwards, and you, for a moment, can see the room back where you are, and in the tentacles are all of you. The three of you, Lem, Mel, Fugit, everyone is wrapped up in a tentacle, kind of flailing about, and you hear that mixed berry Dianaga scream again. You can see the eyes. You see that the cherry eye, the raspberry eye, the blueberry eye, all those different beautiful berry eyes that are kind of about. And you know that you feel drained, not just emotionally drained from everything you just saw, but this thing is feeding off your emotions and it's giving it more strength, more energy. So the longer you are in its clutches, the more opportunity it's going to have to throw you back into more of these nightmare memories to try to elicit that powerful emotion from you so it can feed more. And you guys need to take another three strain from the last vision.
Oof-a-doof.
Oof. This is like the first time in ages that we have actually used strain. That is impressive.
Well, I'm trying to make sure you guys are very, very strong characters, so I have to try and create a way to challenge you now. Uh-huh. So in this round right here, how do you propose to get out of the clutches of the mixed berry Dianaga? I'm open, like I said, as always, I'm open to any creative skill use. It could just be brawn. It could be athletics. It could be anything you can think of to help you get out of the clutches. If you do not succeed in getting out of the clutches in this round, we'll do another roll. If you fail it, you get sucked back into another memory and you lose three more strain.
I just go limp and wait for Doric to save me.
Which skill is that? Charm.
The old Fortuna special. Okay.
Nice. Can I actually grab Skip and then punch the Dianaga with my repulsor fist and try and pull us both out?
Sure. Go ahead. Roll an attack. Let me see if this thing has any defense. I think it has like one melee defense.
I have never used the repulsor fist. I'm excited. One innate talent counts as brawl weapon. Okay, so I'm assuming it's just a brawl.
Yes. Nope, it doesn't list any natural defense at all. Okay, so yeah, it'll just be a regular two purple punch. I'm almost tempted to be mean and upgrade it to a one red, one purple, because technically you're all engaged and you might punch Skip by accident, but I'm not going to be that mean, at least in the first round.
I would like to inform you all that it's the start of a new session and I get to add a destiny point.
Mm-hmm. So you added. So
would you like to give us a black die because we're just waking up from this fugue? You're welcome to give us a black die.
Does the rule say you have to give a light side?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you got to choose the pointing of your own. I guess because you're a light side paragon, it always has to be light. It'd be weird if you added dark.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. See how this goes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so one advantage. All right, so you're not going to be able to necessarily free yourself from the clutches. You didn't succeed in that. But you do have that one advantage. You could use that to recover strain, or you could pass a boost
Skip. Pass it to Skip since I grabbed him and was trying to pull him. I'm going to pass that advantage on to him like I was helping in some way. I think that makes most sense.
Okay. So we can go over to either Skip, unless you're still set on waiting for Doric to save you, or we can go over to Doric.
I am limply waiting for Doric.
All right. Two purple?
Depends on what you're doing. Are you punching it, stabbing it, shooting it? What are you doing?
I think... So Doric is either going to be trying to grab a knife and cut it, or just punch it. Is it a big deal if between brawl or melee? Because I have like three yellow in brawl, and I have no points in melee.
Brawl would be is if you're like using like just a straight fist punch. If you're actually using a physical weapon of some kind, that would have to be melee. So if you're just
It's a cestus or like a rock, and then
you can hold it like if it's just a regular fist type move. Yeah, I thought you had like shot gloves or some like sort of weird.
He has bladed vibro knucklers. I think.
That would be just a brawl then, and you'd get whatever damage bonus for the knucklers.
All right, sure. All right. So, two purple against my brawl?
Yep.
All right.
Nice. Okay, we got four successes and two threats. How much damage is that total?
Ooh, that's a good question. Damage three? Mm-hmm. Damage mod one, but I don't know if that matters. Damage three, pierce one, vicious one, so.
So it's 10, 4. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. And it's got that many. All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. So, Doric just kind of just throws a punch right into the tentacle, maybe the one holding him, and that is enough to whip it around, and it just flings Doric. I'm going to say those two threats is it's going to throw you across the room.
Oof.
And in that throw, hitting the ground, rolling, you're going to take two strain.
Mm-hmm. Has it let go of me?
Yes. It's like it realizes you may not be worth all this effort, and so it just flings you out of its maw for now.
Uh-huh. Well, since Skip has said he's just waiting, I guess we got to pull. Sure, unless you want to roll damage against Skip, that's up to y'all.
No, I'm gonna do a quick little roll for the ducks or the devlicks real quick. Let's see, where is
the ducklicks?
Yes, the ducklicks. And no, okay. All right. So you see the devlicks kind of flying about, and Lem, the one you were with, since he was more aware, more alert, he's able to use that little gun of his that he had and just starts shooting at the mixed berry Dianaga and just hitting it. And just like with Doric, it realizes, you know what, I have easier portions to eat. I'm not going to deal with this, and just flings one of the devlick away. And Mel and Fugit kind of struggle, and you just see them just kind of go limp, like they have just lost consciousness. That's kind of what just happened to them, because they didn't have a lot of strain to begin with, and they each just lost two strains, so they're going to fall into unconsciousness. All right, so can I have Skip and Falloon each do a... What were we using to get out of the dream? Was it Vigilance, I think? I was having you roll something before.
I was rolling Vigilance before.
Yeah, so if you can roll a Vigilance against one purple and one black.
So while waiting for Doric to come and help me, I would like to sense the thoughts of this creature.
Sure.
And then kind of just choose to be where it isn't. And I have two light side, three dark side, so I'll just use one of the light side to sense the mixed berry Dianaga. And try to find the raspberry portion of it or whatever. and then I can actually sense the current thoughts of the target that I'm engaged with.
Sure.
What is it thinking about? And then I would like to use like a stealth check to kind of be where it doesn't, where it's not really perceiving.
Okay. So yeah, as you peer into its mind, this is it's not a truly sentient being. It's just very base, like it is hungry, and right now it also feels very angry because two of its foods just basically hurt it. Mm-hmm. And it just wants to eat. So it's upset that its food is now hurting it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of like, where is it not? So I can be avoid its hungry tendrils.
Sure. So You know that there are two pools, and right now there is only one Mixberry Dianaga, and that it is over completely. It's entity. It's from... Does Skip know anything about Dianagas? Ever experienced them before?
No.
No, I don't know.
You I might have eaten Dianaga at some point. It was delicious.
So, you know Dianagas are usually one eye stock, tentacles, that kind of thing. And you know that this thing has like three eye stocks. So it's kind of like a merging of three Dianagas. And its entire body mass, from what you can sense, is on the right-hand pool where you guys are at. The left-hand pool is quiet. There's some ripples of just because the water's moving back and forth, the liquid's moving back and forth. But that far side, there's nothing going over there. Where Doric was thrown, where Lem was thrown, it threw it away from it. And that would be the safe, quieter spot over there.
Okay, I just want to be in the safe, quiet spot in this area of the pool, kind of where I can't see at the moment, like standing directly behind it or something.
Okay.
Just kind of slip into that area.
Sure. So roll a 70 check. It's got to have a vigilance or something. Where are you at? I guess, would that be his perception, I guess? Yeah, because he's trying to notice you. So that would be two red.
Jeepers. And because I've sensed it, I know where its thoughts are and whatnot, does that give me any advantage there?
Yeah, I'd say that at least gives you at least one boost for you knowing it's what it's thinking. I'll give you a second boost because it's kind of upset with Doric and Lem, so maybe its attention is on the mean hurdy thing, and maybe it's not paying as much attention to the two of you, the three of you, or four of you, I guess it would be, that are kind of the easier food as it's perceiving it.
Cool. Also, I have something called Sleight of Mind, and I always get a boost die to stealth checks unless the opposition is immune to force powers. So that gives me three boost dice.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I'll just slip out of the way of it. So I failed. I got a despair and three advantage.
Well, silver
line. Wow.
Wow, that's probably the worst roll I think Skip's ever had.
I mean, I'm doing things I've never normally done.
Yeah, you and I did great. Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
No worries.
That's the thing.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to say that with that despair, that it just rips Skip back under the liquid. That Skip's moving and kind of trying to position himself better, got into the tentacle that it was trying to push down so it could move, and now Skip is just flung under that fluid, and next round we'll have to do a check to see if they start to drown.
Okay. I will give myself a boost die with these three advantage on that. Actually, no, I'm just going to pass out some boost to friends. I'll give two boost die to Doric and one to Falloon for next with the spending of those advantage.
Didn't Falloon also got advantages on their roll?
Falloon got advantages on their roll against the Dianaga's kind of mental thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I need Skip to roll against that, the vigilance against the one purple as well to see if he gets sucked back into a dream.
Oh. I am going to spend some of that advantage to lower my strain a little bit, though.
Sure.
Three successes and a threat.
Beautiful. So, yeah. So, Skip, maybe with that connection you made with the Force connecting to its mind, you know its game now. And you could feel it kind of creeping into that back part of your brain looking for a tasty memory. And you're able to just stop it, force it out, just not let it make that connection. So you're not pulled in to a dream. Falloon, yeah, you get pulled back into another memory. Maybe this memory can be of, let's say because you get those advantages. We'll say not a super bad memory. This is one of your first performance reviews while you're at the Sith Academy, and you remember it being top of your class. You were number one the entire time. But in this memory, your supervising officer is just ripping you a new one, just telling you how incompetent you are, how weak you are, how you will be out of this academy by the end of the day. You are the worst soldier they have ever seen. And that's just, again, more of that beating down upon you. So that's three more strain off of you.
Oh, I'm glad I just spent some strain to, you know, knock that down one.
Yeah, it's a little give and take here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now with everyone out of the realm that he can't reach Doric or Lem, it's just going to just basically suck on the Capri Sun that is Falloon, Mel, and Fugit right now.
Phrase. Yeah. That was a phrase. Thanks.
All right, so we're back at the top. So Doric, you kind of find yourself thrown across, maybe rolled across the floor into a wall, and you look up, and maybe you saw Skip go under, or maybe you just don't see Skip at all anymore. But you see this monstrous Dianaga in front of you, Falun kind of about, two limp Devliks being swung back and forth as well.
So the majority of the Dianaga is above the pools, or is the Dianaga still down?
It's most, what you just mostly see is tentacles and eye stalks. The mass of the body is still in the liquid. But Doric, you've been around the galaxy enough, you know the mass of that thing, where it would be. So if you shoot into the liquid, you kind of know what you would be aiming for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think there is a moment where Doric, we sort of see Doric's vision cutting from one person to the other, looking for Skip, and realizes that Skip is down there. He picks up his rifle, runs over to the right spot, shouts, "Get off of him, you slimy!" I'm gonna flip a destiny point on this.
Sure. It's gonna be one purple, one red, since you're shooting into an engaged enemy.
Okay, one purple, one red, and two blue die from Skip, you said?
Yep.
All right. If I fail this roll... well, I think we all know what happens with this result.
You did succeed, though.
I got three advantages. I also got a despair. So I imagine what happens is we see sort of the laser blast hiss through the oil. The oil. Ooh. So the oil is. If it's okay with you, the oily substance is now on fire. Skip is thrown violently up from the grate. Meanwhile, Doric is pulled down into the now flaming oil.
I will say this: you definitely succeeded in hitting him. Uh-huh. Generally, despair in this situation means you hit one of your comrades instead of hitting your target. But I do like the idea of you igniting the oil that ups the difficulty. So, I'll say that you do hit it. So, what damage do you do?
Should I have made that? That's a long range weapon. So that might have. I might need to.
We're gonna move forward. It's all good.
10 damage. 10 damage.
10 damage. That's plus with the one already added on for the success or 10 base.
10 base. So
all right. So plus 11. Yeah. 11. Okay. So that's about one third of it down right now. Not too bad. So Doric, you fire into that liquid, and you know you didn't check the viscosity or whatever of that liquid. You didn't realize that shooting into it with a blaster would actually ignite the liquid. So. There's that moment where it hits, you hear that sizzle, the thing shrieks because it just got hit, and then the water bubbles and bubbles, and now it is just bubbling, fiery liquid. The Dianaga is screaming in pain, and Falun, Mel and Fugit are definitely going to be possibly getting damage in the next round, and Skip is, luckily, it's drowning under the liquid and not really by the fire, so Skip is actually okay.
Woo! We've switched our strain to wounds, you guys. I can take off my strain with the advantages?
Yeah, you can either pass them on to somebody or you can take back some of your strain,
I'm gonna be selfish.
That's totally fine. Because if this thing grabbed you in a moment, you're gonna be back into the nightmare world.
Mm-hmm. If possible... Okay, so how does the repulsor... Like, does it does it punch forward or does it push backwards? I'm trying to figure out... I had an idea of diving down, grabbing Skip, putting the repulsor fist against the ground, and trying to repel us backwards out of the muck. And I have no idea if that would even work or not.
That sounds awesome enough to work. Sure.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'll have you do two checks for that. One, to do an athletics check to see to force your way into the liquid. Then you could do either a mechanics or an attack to see how well the punch works off.
All right. So athletics check will be against what?
This is a pissed off Dianaga in a pool of flaming liquid. I'll say it's hard. Three purple. And I'm going to go ahead and use one of my dark sides and make it one red, two purple.
Oh, God. Okay.
Come on, another despair.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
So you got two advantages. So you're not able to get down the way you want. So I'm going to say, instead of going splashing through liquid that is free of flame, that the way you went, you had to crawl through fire to get into that liquid. So I'll say you take two wound from the flames. And you are now under the water. You can see Skip, who is, I'd imagine, is just relaxed, floating there, waiting for Doric to save him. In a very calm state of mind.
Right. So I'm at least down there. And then can I use the repulsive fist to try and push
I'll give
backwards?
You, yep. So just chill. Do it. Do an attack. We'll say again, two purple. It's just be because it's you're basically meleeing the ground. Yeah. All right.
Hey.
That's a good one. So three successes and an advantage. So yeah. So Doric, you're watching all this flame about. You see Falun just somehow force themselves into fire for some bizarre reason. And a moment later, you hear the bubble sound and then almost like a pop. And Falun and Skip kind of come flying out of the liquid and slam kind of onto the ground on the opposite side of where you are. So you guys are kind of far left side, far right side of this thing as it holds the other two Devliks as it's burning in this thing and it's screaming in pain.
Gotcha.
I cough up the thick, fetid water and look at Falun dazedly.
You're not Doric.
Not last time I checked.
I should clarify. We are all covered in black oil and sludge right now.
Yes,
I can see that, Doric. You don't need to clarify.
Definitely some scorch marks.
This oil is messing with my accent.
The mask.
Thank you for
up.
Saving me, Falun. It's so infrequent that it's not Doric.
Guys, there are still two people being beaten to death by this dying ogre.
Oh, I thought that you were saving them, and that's why you didn't come and rescue me.
No, of course I'd save you first.
Yes, I'll distract the dying ogre while you come at it.
Did I get the feeling that the left-hand pool, because of the ripples of the water, is connected to the right-hand pool?
Yeah, like, it could, in theory, swim under, like, there's that walkway down the middle, two pools on either side, so in theory, it could probably swim under the walkway.
So you're saying the left pool knows what the right pool's doing?
Yeah, the left pool is not on flames. That would be the safer pool, so probably in a moment, on its turn, it's going to want to swim over there, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I'll head for that pool. You get the Devliks.
And I get up and thank Falun in some, you know, physical posture type thing, like bowed head or a quick wink. And then I fall into the pool with all of the beautiful theatrical diving skill the one athletics Skip Fortuna can do.
It's kind of like those videos when you see, like, the dad dive in the pool, then the three-year-old just kind of falls over and slams into the pool.
I'm assuredly the three-year-old.
Exactly. That smack, and then he slowly sinks down.
To describe it better, he runs up to do the big swan dive. He slips on the pool. His butt falls right onto the edge of the pool, and he just goes in without a ripple.
That's awesome.
Finally, our typos make sense. Slip Fortuna is now a thing.
All right, so boom, boom. Okay, so it is the monster's turn. It is going to take one swing at Doric for trying to light it on fire. All it was trying to do was suck the life out of you, and you try to light it on fire. That's just rude.
Understandable.
That's just rude. All right, so it's going to do a melee attack. Do you have any melee defense?
I do have melee defense. I have one.
One? Okay, that's going to put a black on there. Two, it is on fire, so I'm going to give it another black as well, because it's going to struggle with that. All right, let's see what happens. Come on, triple triumph. The one side. I had a three-sided dice up there for a second. Okay, so one success and one threat. Not enough to ensnare, unfortunately. I needed four to ensnare. So that is going to be 7 damage to you, Doric.
Aha, my 5 soak laughs at that. All right.
All right, so the tentacle just whips and maybe just slaps Doric in the chest. He does a mighty Mandalorian laugh. He's been hit harder. And it dives underneath, pulling the two unconscious Devliks with it. And from the pool you guys are at, the flaming pool kind of goes quiet. And as it swims to the other side, it, not expecting to find a Twi'lek floating in its pool, it kind of swims and it stops underneath. And it just kind of stares its three multi-buried eyes at Skip in the liquid.
Yeah, Skip, so that's my goal.
Are you underwater or are you on
under
top?
Under the water to go towards the portal that it would swim through to get to access to both sides of the pool.
Yeah.
And that's where Skip turns on his lightsaber and jabs the beast.
Okay. Brutally. All right. So Skip, using one of those prototype lightsabers from Gypham Dark.
No, it's a Padawan lightsaber. It's not a legit thing. It only does 6 stun damage.
Well, yeah, but Gypham Nark is the only one really making those things nowadays. Well, I guess you could have got it from one of those off-brand kind of Dollar Tree store ones. So, absolutely. Okay. So you are doing a melee attack, which is kind of a rare thing for you. So
yeah, having never done it before, I'm going to use the light side point that I earned today.
Sure.
For being a light side paragon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's going to be 2 purple. I'm going to give you 1 black because you are underwater, and I don't think you have a lot of experience fighting underwater.
Sorry, it has melee defense?
No, it does not have melee defense. No,
it shouldn't be 2 purple, right?
I was thinking short range shooting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 1 purple and then 1 black because you are underwater and it's an uncustom for you to be fighting underwater.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I failed with an advantage. I don't hurt myself. What do I use the advantage for?
All right, no worries. So yeah, Skip, what color is the blade?
Why did I have to go up against 1 purple? It didn't have any defense, did it?
Well, I mean, you're doing an attack. I mean, a melee attack is usually 1 purple.
Only if they have any defense.
So if it has no defense, you just attack.
If there's no melee defense, I get to roll.
I've never once done that in all the time I've ever done this show. Really, it's supposed to, when you attack someone, if they don't have melee defense, I thought melee defense added a black.
No, melee defense is what you generate against the purples and whatnot, isn't it?
I
have a cheat sheet up. Let's see if
I thought melee combat was 1 purple, and then you would add blacks for the number, whatever melee. Like if you had 3 melee defense, it would be 3 blacks added.
Default melee difficulty is 2 purple.
Oh, see, that's 2 purple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I will reroll.
Sure. You know, this time you're going to get a triumph on a success, right?
No, I'm not. There you go. Just right. 1 advantage.
1 advantage, okay. So, really same thing.
It's still failure.
Yeah. So, but still, what is the color of the blade? We've never seen Skip use this thing before.
You don't get to see it because it's underneath the water in between the 2 liquid? Things.
It's off camera. I like it. That's fine. In this moment, we got that Doric and Falloon view as they're looking down, staring. They don't know what's going on.
No idea why Skip's there.
There's just this like slight off color glow that you're not really sure what. Yeah.
It's very nebulous.
Skip's in the way of the tunnel. Oh, I blocked you.
So that is kind of what's happening. You two are above the liquid. And you saw the thing go towards the left pool, but did not come out, and Skip went into the liquid on that side. And then it's kind of quiet now. The right side is on fire. Lem is kind of picking himself up, looking, goes,
Where are my brothers? Did you save them?
We're working on it. Didn't I just pull him out of...
Where are they?
They're under the water. We're grabbing them.
And he just he just runs and dives into the liquid.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter @FlightRiskPod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion,